Forward to is the Grand National Steeplechase of $300,000 on the All Jumps program. And Harry White joins us this morning to go through today's form at Ballarat. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Dan.
We've got a soft seven track, which is good. They're good conditions for the jumpers, and it's an all-jumping program. And the first race is scheduled for 1 o'clock, Harry, and we're looking at a maiden hurdle with Raise U10, number 4, from the Ma Eustace camp in the Kieran Ma Thanks Racing maiden hurdle.
Yeah, it's a look, not a lot would surprise to kick off the day, Dan. I'm siding with number 6, Tolmac. He's had two jumps trials between runs this prep. I've really liked what I've seen. He just looks like a ready-made jumper. I also think that he brings the right flat form to the race. Excluding last start, he was just outclassed at Flemington. Two back, he was only 4 lengths off Smoke and Romans, and before that was only 4 lengths off Grand Promenade, who we saw win yesterday at Caulfield. I'm expecting he takes the front, and if he jumps as well as he did in his trials, I think he could prove hard to run down. The race favourite, Raise U10, beat Norway home last time out in a trial. Both runs since coming across to Australia have been full of merit. It could be fitting that the horse won for Kieran Ma, as you said, the race features his name. And there's also the Steve Pateman factor, and I can understand the market support. Not Usual Dream has placed in his last 3 runs, all over the jumps, all over the trip, and having had that benefit of race day jumps experience that my top 2 selections are lacking, I think could be key. Number 5, So Able, I like that that horse was well supported in his jumps debut last time out. He goes in as next best, but I'm hoping, yeah, a bit of value with the 6 on top of 4, 2 and 5.
Tolmac is currently $7 in the first race. So $7 for Tolmac. There are no scratchings. $2.50, Raise U10 is the favourite. Upswing at $3.70 and value for Harry's tip in the first. Race number 2 at Ballarat, scratch 2, Hey Happy. And we've got Mount Stewart, the favourite, at $2.15.
Yeah, I'm really keen on the favourite, Dan. Went around as favourite, Mount Stewart, in his Australian debut over this trip. It was a flat run, though. After 2 very promising jumps trials leading into it, I just think he really, really strikes a winnable race, and it's no surprise to see the market gravitate towards him yet again. It wouldn't surprise, to see him lead here either. So I'm assuming he gets every hope in the run. The Maren Eustace runner, Heberite, in for second. He did enough at Lakeside, has had 2 jumps trials since then. They've been satisfactory. Zedstar, yet to miss a top 3 finish over the jumps to date, and maps to be forward. I thought he was particularly good 2 back when second to Tamarack goes around later on in the day, and that horse had won its jumps run prior, and it was in a benchmark 120 hurdle. So back to maiden here. And Sir Aglovale, the former Chris Wallace-Dale, has trialled nicely. I'm just a bit worried about how far back in the run he's likely to get. Just might give himself a little bit too much to do. But very, very keen on the favourite here, 4176.
Mount Stewart, number 4, the favourite in the second. The first at Healesville is not far away, 2 minutes off the scheduled start. The tips by James Vandermart, a 5-6-7-1 custom roofies top selection, currently at $4.80 fixed odds. Ballarat, we'll have a look at race number 3, Harry, before we go to Healesville. This is the Gotta Take Hair hurdle. There are no changes, and it's Roland Garros off the clay and onto the turf at $2.20.
Yeah, I'm with Roland Garros, Dan. Atone last start with a solid win after failing to beat a runner home in his jumps debut prior. Just jumped the 9th obstacle awkwardly. Apparently, it wasn't wet enough for him there either. Steve Pateman jumped aboard last time out. Sticks on here, which I like. We know he'll be sent straight to the front. Gets conditions to suit. Barring bad luck or an awkward jump, I can see no reason why he can't win again. And the market agrees with that. Number 1, Cernan, won his jumps debut on the same day, over the same trip as Roland Garros, just in slower time. Gets the gun run, deservedly in the market. Light Pillar, went a miss last time out, jockey claiming he could hear a respiratory noise. He was a good winner prior to that and has trialled nicely since. So do we forgive that last run? Maybe. And then Marinated, get some weight relief with a 3-kilo claimer engaged. Just simply looks to be the best of the rest of them. 4 ahead of 1, 2 and 5.
4, 1, 2, and 5. Roland Garros is $2.20 fixed odds. Cernan at $3.90. Light Pill at $3.20. Marinated at $7.50. The top four in the market for the Got to Take Care of Hurdle, which is race number 3. So we're halfway through the program at Ballarat Thoroughbreds on Grand National Steeplechase Day. We're going through the preview of Ballarat Thoroughbreds today. We're halfway through. We've looked at races 1 to 3. Remember, the first leg of the main quaddie today is race number 3. So now we're up to race 4, and this is $125,000 JJ Houlihan hurdle. Harry White's previewing the program, and we've got some top hurdlers engaged here, Harry.
Yeah, it's a nice-looking race, Dan. I think we have to stick with Saunter Boy. He didn't jump well at all in the Grand National, failed to finish. That's been his gripe at times. He just isn't the cleanest of jumpers. But when he gets it right, he is very good. Case in point, his Australian hurdle win. He does give weight to the rest of them. Tongue tie on again. We just have to trust that he's on his game today, and I think he can win. Tamarack in for second, I think, is a genuine winning chance. 2 from 2 over the jumps. Won them nicely. Realistically, apart from Saunter Boy, this is probably no harder. Number 9, Wazuzu, is bound to have fans based on his jumps win 2 back, which saw him put 13 lengths on the next best runner. A recent minor placing on the flat and a trial in the interim have both been good. And then we go out to number 7, Karakoram, coming off a last start win, had always been around the mark over the jumps prior. Looks next best, but I'm just not sure if he's up to sort of the top 2 and 3 in the market. But we'll go 1, 4, 9, 7.
1, 4, 9, and 7 in race number 4. Harry, race 5 is the benchmark 120 steeplechase, the Henry Dwyer Racing steeplechase, and Henry's the trainer of number 1, the Dominator. There are no scratchings, a field of 6, and the top 2 dominate the market. Number 1 at $3.80, the Dominator, Mwani Machine at $2, horse 2.
I'm actually quite keen on the Dominator, and I didn't even realise that this was named after Henry, so there we go. There's a bit of an omen bet as well. We can get a nice enough price about the horse, probably because he has to lump 74.5 kilos even after Chris McCarthy's 3-kilo claim. He was in the market in this race last year, carried 73.5. I think he can do it with 74.5. Ran them off their feet in the Thackeray 4 runs back, then only found one better in his next 2 chases. He's had a flat run in the interim. That was solid. I just think if the weight doesn't anchor him, he'll be right there when it matters. Mwani Machine, certainly a main hope. I'm glad to see the drift a little bit. I couldn't take odds on, especially when it's his first go over the bigger obstacles. Also, look, while he's been good over the hurdles, the form through those races, I don't think's anything to rave home about. Outside of those top two, Zedman, only narrowly beaten last time out, and then White Heath, just best of the rest. But hopefully Henry can win his race, 1, 2, 4, 5.
Wow, that's some sort of a weight. The limit there is 65. So after he was weighted on 77.5. I could nearly have ridden him. That is quite extraordinary. I remember a horse when I was growing up. I was a little boy, but there was this great horse called Strasburg that Jim Houlihan trained. And he was carrying in 73, 74 kilos back in the day where the limit was 57 kilos. So I've seen it done before with a greater spread, but that's phenomenal in that day and age. A horse can be weighted right up to that level, Harry. And that is going to be a race. I'm really intrigued by that. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Dominator copes.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. It's 74.5. It is a lot. Obviously, the claimer really helps. If it doesn't anchor him, it can be done. And it is an intriguing race because, I mean, he's weighted that way for a reason, Dan.
Yep, absolutely. Well, the feature event, $350,000 E-Cycle Grand National Steeplechase is the last on the 6-event program. Blood and Sand will not take its spot, so 7 runners. Social Element, can he continue on his picket fence and make it 5 wins in a row?
I certainly think so. There's something that can be said about winning form. He certainly has it, as you mentioned, chasing 5 on the trot. Not only that, those wins, he's won all of them really, really well. He gives weight to them. It's really not that much. I don't think it's going to matter. If you back him, $4 in your pocket's better than 2. The danger, maybe number 4, Inay for Hay. He's in for second to follow his trend of finding one better late. There's still merit in those runs. Flying Agent meets Social Element 3 kilos better off since last time they met. He won the Brierley over the Warrnambool Carnival. I don't think he's been as good since, but certainly wouldn't surprise. He is a class jumper. And then I've got Riding High in as next best, but it's very, very hard to tip against Social Element. And I think even money is pretty fair. 1, 4, 2, 3.
1, 4, 2, and 3. The National is at 4:25 today. Okay, it's one of those days where it doesn't look that difficult, where you could pick out a few little all-ups with some key selections today on the six-event card. There looks to be a few standouts. How did you see it?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen, actually. I think that the best comes up in race 2, number 4, Mount Stewart, and you're getting about $2.15 for that runner. Value, there's not a heap around, but in that opening race, race 1, number 6, Ptolemaic, around that $7 mark, that's good enough for me. Quaddy, fairly skinny, as you'd expect. In the first leg, we'll have numbers 1, 2, 4. Second leg, trim up with numbers 1 and 4 only. Third leg, numbers 1 and 2 only. And in the last leg, I'm just standing out number 1, Social Element. Play of the day, as you said, there's a few all-ups around. There's an all-up that I quite like at a bit of value. So race 4, number 1, Saunter Boy, into race 5, number 1, The Dominator. You can get about $10 for that all-up. So I'm happy to play that way.
Yeah, very exciting races ahead of us. Thanks very much, Harry. Good tipping, good punting today at Ballarat.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.